Hello, everyone. This is Harp.
Hi, I'm Andrew, and we're here with another Q-Lips episode.
Yes, make sure you check out our website, Q-Lips.com. That's C-U-L-I-P-S.com. Because there you can sign up and become a member. And when you're a member, what do you get, Andrew?
You get so many great things. You get access to the transcript of the episode, so you can see everything that we have said. And you get detailed explanations of some of the most important and key terms that we talk about during the episode. And you also get a quiz to check your comprehension at the end.
Exactly. And you get that for all of the episodes that we've ever done. And that's over 300 episodes.
300? That's crazy.
Yep. So you should sign up and become a member.
And make sure to check us out on Facebook and Twitter.
Yep. You can leave us a comment, or if you have a question, that's the perfect place.
Yeah. We love to hear from you.
Andrew, how was your weekend?
My weekend was fantastic. How was yours, Harp?
I had a super fun weekend, and I actually went to go see a college football game because one of my good friends, his son, plays football for a college in Quebec.
Wow, that's awesome. Are you a fan of football?
Yeah, it's actually a fun sport. I quite enjoy football, and I was really impressed with the quality of the game. I was expecting them to be a bit not so professional, but they're 16 to 18-year-olds, and they were playing a fantastic game of football. It was great.
That's great. Did the team that you were cheering for win?
No, they didn't, unfortunately.
Ah, that's too bad.
Yep.
Well, this is actually interesting because you went and saw a football game. Football players are great athletes. And today, we're going to be talking about exercise, something that athletes do all the time.
Yep, exactly. Today we're going to bring you a Chatterbox episode, and it's actually the first part of a two-part series where we're going to talk about being healthy, and today's focus is about exercise.
Yeah, exercise. Some people love it, other people hate it.
Yep, so we're going to break it down like we normally do. We're going to talk about sports that we did when we were a kid and sports that kids do often.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then we're going to move on to popular trends in exercising. It seems like every couple of years, people start to do new and different things to keep in shape. And we're going to talk about what's hot right now.
Yep. And then we're going to talk about what we do to stay in shape. Okay, so let's get started with our first topic, which is sports we played as a kid.
Yeah, sports we played when we were kids. And I played pretty much every sport you can think of when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I was a really hyper child and my parents just wanted me to go and play sports and burn off lots of energy so I'd be calmer at home. I don't know. But my parents made me play almost every sport you can think of.
That's so interesting. Name off the top of your head all the sports you played when you were a kid.
All the sports I played. I played hockey, which was my favorite. I played t-ball, baseball, soccer, badminton. I think that's it. That's almost all of them.
Yep. That's a lot of sports.
Yeah, I was very into sports until I was maybe 15 years old, and then I stopped.
And were you good at all the sports?
I would say I was an average player. I was one of those people on the team that wouldn't pull the team back, but I wouldn't really help the team too much either. You know, I was a neutral player.
So interesting. You did a lot of sports.
Yeah.
Did you do swimming as well?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, I swam a lot as well. Took swimming lessons. I feel like every kid in Canada takes swimming lessons. Did you take swimming lessons?
Yeah, I definitely did. And I agree. I think most kids in Canada take swimming classes when they're young.
Mm-hmm. I hated swimming lessons.
I did as well because I hate putting my head underwater.
Yeah, I can see, like, I don't like that a lot either.
Even now, when I swim with my face kind of out of the water. I'm not very efficient.
Yeah, swimming lessons, they never agreed with me, really.
Are you a good swimmer, though?
Yeah, I'm a pretty good swimmer. So I guess they worked, but I didn't enjoy them.
A sport that I always wanted to play when I was a kid was gymnastics.
I did gymnastics.
Did you? I'm so jealous. You really did everything.
I did everything. I think gymnastics was through my school. It was a school program. And yeah, I did it maybe when I was 6 or 7 years old, not for very long, for a year. And yeah, it was actually really fun because you just get to run around in a gym and jump off springboards and fly into piles of foam and bounce on trampolines. And yeah, it was great.
Yeah. And you get to learn how to do all the flips and like the cartwheels. And really, I have to be honest, I can't even do a forward roll.
A somersault?
Nothing. I can't do any. So maybe I just would have been a disaster at gymnastics.
Yeah. But. Oh, well. Yeah. Did you do any other sports when you were a kid?
I did speed skating for 1 year.
Oh, that's awesome. Speed skating.
Yep. I tell everyone this when they ask me, like, do you know how to skate? I tell everyone, yeah, I did speed skating when I was a kid. So when I go with my friends, they expect me to be really good at skating, but I did it for 1 year. I'm not really good.
I would say that's probably the least common form of skating. You know, a lot of kids play hockey in Canada, and there's also a lot of figure skating, but I don't know if I've ever met somebody that's done speed skating. That's really cool.
Yeah, I think it was because in my hometown, we had an Olympic athlete when I was growing up who was really good in speed skating. So I think she inspired a lot of parents who put their kids in speed skating.
Mm, yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Did you play soccer? Because that's a super popular sport now.
Yeah. Tons and tons of kids play soccer. I played soccer just because I really enjoyed soccer and I liked running. And I think my parents liked it because it's very cheap, right? The only equipment you need is a pair of shoes and some shin pads and a soccer ball. And yeah, you can get out there and have a good time.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that's why it's such a popular sport, because it's so cheap and it's popular around the whole world. It's, I think, the world's most popular sport.
Yeah, I think so. Definitely. It's popular everywhere.
Yeah, because basically, really, you don't even need shin pads. You need basically a ball.
Every time the World Cup comes around or the Olympics, I always wonder why Canada does so bad. We're just awful. We never even usually make it into the tournament. And I wonder why, because every kid in Canada plays soccer, but we just can't get a good team together. I guess kids play when they're young, but they don't continue to when they're adults.
Yeah, I think it's because when you travel around, you see how popular soccer is in other places compared to Canada. Like, it's popular in Canada, but people in, for example, Brazil are feverish about soccer or football, as the rest of the world calls it.
Right, yeah, they're soccer crazy. And we like soccer, but maybe not to the same extent that it would help us win a World Cup. I don't think that will ever happen for Canada.
It might actually, though, because like I was saying, growing up, soccer was not popular. But now a lot of my younger cousins or my nieces and nephews play soccer. And I think Canada might be in the ranking sometime soon in the next 20 years or so.
I won't hold my breath, but let's hope so.
So now you said hockey was your favorite sport when you were a kid.
Yeah, to play and to watch. And I guess it's still probably my favorite sport to watch and to play, I guess, but I don't play very often anymore.
Did you grow up playing ice hockey or ball hockey?
Yeah, I played ice hockey for a couple of years, and I also played street hockey with the kids in my neighborhood all the time. Yeah.
Nice. So you must be a really good skater then.
Yeah, I love to skate, actually. I skate every winter still.
That's a fun part of Montreal for me. Because when you walk around in the winter, there's so many free arenas and always you see young kids or even older people playing hockey.
Yeah, it's cool. There's tons of outdoor arenas in all of the parks around here, which is something that was new to me. I had never seen that before. And when I moved here, I was really surprised and pretty excited to see them.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think there's even one in Edmonton.
Yeah, maybe too cold in Edmonton for outdoor hockey. I don't know.
Probably. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on to our next topic, which is popular trends in exercising.
Yes, popular trends in exercising. And like I said earlier, it seems like every 2 or 3 years, something new comes around that is just a trend that everybody starts doing. And I think right now, something that's really popular is yoga.
Yep. That is definitely a huge trend in exercise right now, and I actually love it. I've started doing hot yoga. It's been 2 years, and I really, really enjoy it. But it seems like everyone I know is doing yoga right now.
Yeah, tons and tons of people are doing yoga. Everybody but me. I've never done yoga.
I was just going to ask you.
Yeah, I'm the odd man out. All my friends do it. And yeah, I see everybody walking around carrying their little yoga mats. And my girlfriend does it all the time too. But I've just never gotten into yoga.
I'm surprised you've never taken a single class of yoga.
No. Well, what are the benefits? You try and sell me on it. What's good about yoga?
You get more flexible, you build up strength. I find it's very relaxing. I feel very, like, more calm after I come out of a class. And I love hot yoga in the winter because it feels almost like I'm going to a spa and I'm doing exercise at the same time.
Yeah. You get a 2-for-1. That's a good idea. Yeah.
Exactly. You know, another trend that's popular right now is Zumba. Have you heard of this?
Zumba? I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's really popular, and it's, how would I describe it? Because I took my first Zumba class today, actually.
Wow.
Yeah, it was cool. One of my colleagues is a Zumba teacher, so she's offering classes for everyone at work, and I took the first class today. And it was kind of a combination of dancing with aerobics, but it's fun because there's all these different songs that she plays, so it's not just one genre of music. We're dancing to Latin music, and then we're dancing to a Bollywood song. It was quite cool, but I had no coordination, so I kind of sucked today, but I'm hoping to get better.
It's interesting that you mentioned dancing, because I feel like dancing is becoming a very popular way to exercise these days as well.
Yeah, that's true. I know more and more people who are taking salsa or tango, and it's quite a workout, so they don't do other exercise. They just do that.
Yeah, a lot of my colleagues right now are doing salsa dance for exercise, and they're trying to get me to come out with them, and I don't want to go.
You're refusing adamantly.
Yeah, I'm putting my foot down. I feel like I'm not against dancing, but if I had to dance, I'd rather do something like breakdancing or something that was a little bit more cool than salsa dancing.
I think salsa dancing is super cool, and I took a salsa class last winter, and I loved it.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm not coordinated enough. I can just see myself on the salsa floor, and it's awkward already.
Yeah, my boyfriend was not very coordinated and did not enjoy it as much as me. Another trend that I'm finding for exercising is that more people are doing martial arts. Like, I know people doing karate or taekwondo. It seems to be really popular with adults because I know a lot of kids who have done it, but for adults, it's kind of a different thing to do.
Yeah, and even boxing. One of my friends has just started boxing as an adult, and he loves it.
Yeah, two of my friends just started boxing last week.
Yeah, there's a new gym that's opened up right by my house for boxing. And yeah, I'm very curious about trying it. I don't know. Maybe I'll strap on some gloves sometime and give it a go.
I've heard it's fantastic. It's good to get some frustration out and you get some exercise. And
yeah, apparently it's exhausting. By the end of your first boxing lesson, you're just totally wiped out.
Yeah, I've heard the same thing. We should take a boxing class together.
Yeah, that would be something, yeah.
Okay, let's move on to our last topic about what we do to stay in shape.
Yeah. So, what do you do to stay in shape? I know you do hot yoga and salsa dancing, but is there anything else that you like to do?
Actually, I love running. It's my favorite form of exercise. I try to go 2 or 3 times a week, but I go at least once for sure.
Wow, that's awesome. How far do you run?
I run, I think, 5K altogether. I don't focus too much on the distance. I actually go every time I go, I do the same thing. I go up the street to Parc La Fontaine, which is a beautiful park in Montreal, and I run around 1, 2, 3 times. So I think it's 2.5 kilometers if I go once around the park. But I just love it. It's relaxing. I get out of my head and just relax and enjoy it because, like I said, the park is beautiful and then I'm exercising. It's really cool for me.
Yeah, I like running as well, but I don't do it very often anymore. Sometimes in the summer, I'll go for a run, but yeah, not in the fall.
No?
No.
I actually prefer running in the fall or even in the winter if there's not snow on the road or on the sidewalks. Because in the summer when I go running, I feel it's too hot and I get out of breath. I went running when I went to Maine this summer. Mm-hmm. I went with my family and my sister and I went for a run and it was, I think, plus 35 degrees Celsius. And I felt like I was going to die a little bit at the end. I was so out of breath. It was too much for me.
Yeah, I can see that in the hot weather. For some reason, when I run in the cooler weather, like in the fall or the winter, I have some weird problem with my ears where they get clogged when I run. It's like, you know, if you go underwater and you get water in your ears, that's what happens to me when I run in the cold.
Really? Yeah, even if you were wearing a toque?
Even if I'm wearing a toque, it's strange. It's only in the cold weather.
What if you play hockey outside in the winter?
That's fine. It's just running.
You're bizarre.
Yeah, so instead of running, what I do, I've probably talked about this on the show because I'm kind of a bike fanatic. I love biking, and Montreal's a great, very bicycle-friendly city. I biked over here to do this recording tonight. I love it. I go everywhere on my bike.
Yep, you're pretty hardcore about biking, I have to say, because you come every time on your bike, and there are a lot of hills, and it's not close, but you love it.
Yeah, I love it. It's good for the environment. It's good for my body. It's free. I don't have to spend money on gasoline. So yeah, I love it.
And are you going to bike in the winter when there's snow on the roads?
This is what I'm trying to decide right now, because if I do want to do that, I have to start changing my bike over and getting it prepared for the winter. And last winter, I gave up. I started taking the metro. But I want to do it this winter, maybe, if there's not too much snow.
I'm so curious. What do you have to change on your bike to make it ready for the winter? Your tires?
Tires are the main thing, yeah. I need to switch to a thicker tire, one with more traction, because right now I have some really skinny tires that would just be awful in the snow. I'd probably slide all over the place.
I have to be honest, I don't think I would ever even consider biking in the winter. I know biking is a great way to stay in shape, but it's just crazy in Montreal with all the snow, and then it becomes slush and...
Yeah, but it's cool when you're out in the cold weather and you see other bikers. There's a real sense of community, like you're in this together. You're battling the weather. It's fun.
Okay, cool. So you like to bike? Do you do anything else to stay in shape?
Well, I'm also a drummer, and this is maybe like a weird form of exercise, but I practice drums with my band maybe once or twice a week, and I feel like after drumming for 2 or 3 hours... It's pretty good cardio. I feel like I'm really out of breath, and I feel the same as after I've exercised. So I say, yeah, I do exercise by riding my bike and by drumming, which is weird, but that's how I do it.
No, it's funny because when you first said drumming, I was thinking, stop being a weirdo. You're playing music. You're not exercising. But yeah, if you think about watching someone play drums, seems like it's pretty intense and it's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually saw a story on the internet, a news story, about a scientist who was monitoring drummers that played concerts, like from really famous bands. So if you're playing a concert for, I think it was 2 to 2.5 hours, you can burn up to 6,000 calories.
Really?
Yeah, and that's if you go for 2.5 hours straight, which I don't do. But yeah, it's good exercise.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So, I have to say, we're pretty fit people. We're trying hard to stay in shape.
We do what we do, yep.
All right, so let's do a quick recap for today's episode. We started with talking about sports we played.
Yeah, sports we played as kids. And then we talked about popular trends in exercise.
And we finished with talking about what we do to stay in shape.
Yeah, and that about ends part one of our health.
Check in next week to hear part two, where we talk about healthy eating. Remember, everyone, make sure you check out the website, culips.com, that's culips.com, and sign up and become a member, because that's the way that you can support us and show us that you care and love us.
That's right. And check out our Facebook page and our Twitter.
You can always rate us on iTunes or on Stitcher Radio as well.
Yeah, that would be great. Check us out. Everything.
All right. Bye, everyone.